Their stories may have been different, but the theme for guest speakers at the second annual International Women's Day event in Midland shared striking similarities. Speaking as part of the Southern Georgian Bay Chamber of Commerce event, all counted resilience among their strengths that helped them forge the paths they're now on. Nicole French, who founded Collaborative House Marketing, described the heartbreak of losing her mother to cancer when she was 17 years old. "We were inseparable," French told a capacity crowd gathered at the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center's main hall. French, who recounted striking out on her own and getting her first apartment when she was just 17, says that while she would have given anything to change that earlier devastating outcome, the tragedy helped turn her into the strong, independent woman she is today. She says it's essential not to let life's many ups and downs define who you are. "As long as we keep moving forward, we're all going to be okay," she says, noting she was at first reticent to accept help from others after her mother's passing. Held in partnership with the North Simcoe Community Futures Development Corporation, the event celebrated women from all walks of life who live in North Simcoe, from Dr. Andy Jones, who described being just one of three women doctors when she first arrived in the area, to Sundara Spa owner Vanessa Puttycombe, who described the difficulties in getting business financing because of her gender. Their stories resonated with many in attendance. Other speakers included Sunday Restoration owner Jacqueline Sunday, EM Ferrier Services owner Elisa Miller, and Hunter Corbiere, who owns Nupimiang Operations. As for Puttycombe, her journey since deciding to start her business in 2017 shows a great deal of grit and determination. "From being denied a startup loan by a local bank because I was a woman, to being forced to move locations twice, once due to COVID and then when the Penetanguishene building housing her business collapsed," Puttycombe recounted how a chat with her aunt, who was also in business, helped her overcome obstacles. Vanessa Puttycombe, supplied photo Puttycombe, says her aunt told her to first develop a stronger backbone, and not to let a few closed doors stop her from achieving her goal, and second, to seek financial help from the North Simcoe Community Futures Development Corporation. "There are still hiccups because I'm still dealing with the fallout from the building collapse," she says, noting she's happy to be in her new Midland location on Bay Street. "But for the first time in a long time, I'm optimistic and looking forward to what the future holds."